Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Anthony Nobile, one of the fine defensive linemen here at Delaware Valley University, and one of the Twins creating a lot of havoc along the defensive line. And Anthony, first of all, thanks for the time. And how much fun has this season been?
It's been fun. You know, just first and foremost, we've been winning, so obviously that's a big part of it. But, you know, every day we just come out and just have a good time and just play and make the most of every practice, and that's really it.
Talk to me a little bit about coming here to Del Valle. We're talking with your brother. Originally, it was Temple, but had Del Valle been in the mix before? And talk about coming back here.
Just like you said, Temple wasn't really going well for me at first. So I tried going back for the second time. It didn't work out as well. So my friend Billy Walsh, like he said, always just in the back of his head, always in the back, put it in the back of my mind, coming here would be the best option for me. So, you know, last resort, I took a risk. The coaches, Coach Brady from Delva, the defensive coordinator, he always believed in us. He still gave us an opportunity, still said that we had talent, and we can come here and contribute to the team. So we took a risk, and it's working well so far.
How much, when you're on the field, and I guess, I don't know, because you got the numbers, people can tell you, but do you ever have opponents do double takes and, you know, like, wait a minute, I thought I was blocking him and he looks just like the other guy I was just blocking?
We don't really think about that much. Usually in the game, we just focus on beating our opponent and how we're going to beat our opponent. We don't really think of what schemes they're doing to stop us. We just try doing what we can do and what we can control.
Talk to me a little bit about what it's like to share this experience with your brother, just the college football experience.
It's awesome. You know, he's everything we do together. We have all the classes together. You know, we help each other's craft on the football field, in the classroom. We do everything together. So most people, they're not fortunate enough to, you know, have a twin brother by their side through the whole college experience. But for me, it's awesome. And for him, it's awesome as well.
Growing up, I mean, it's obviously you guys are close, but was there ever a point where you guys kind of broke out on your own, just, you know, with as you're growing up and you realize how much you appreciated each other?
You know, when we got older, we started doing our own things, obviously getting relationships and stuff with girls and stuff. So, you know, we kind of broke off in that aspect. But with football and everything, we always stick together, and, you know, we always looked at each other for backup and to just get better.
How do you think you guys differ on the field?
There's not really much that I could say that we differ from. If I had to say one thing, I'd say that he's faster and more agile than me. I feel like I'm more fit for the middle, but I could play the outside as well. So this year they have me in a defensive end and a three tech position. But for him, he's been killing on the outside, so that's his steady position.
When did you realize, same question I asked him earlier, when did you realize growing up that, you know what, I'm pretty good at this and I think I can go a little further with football than a lot of people?
Probably in middle school is when we first realized that we can actually go far and make it to the next level and succeed. So, yeah, probably in seventh grade.
And how about for you as far as people on campus and stuff telling you apart just every day? You kind of, and how do you handle it? Do you correct them or do you just kind of wave and go on?
Honestly, it happens every day, and it's just get after a while, it just gets, it don't get annoying, but like I expect it. So like I just wave and brush it off as if I'm Michael. It's not a big deal.
What's your favorite part of being a twin? Because it's got to be such a unique experience. What is the most important part of it for you?
Just the bond that we have, I guess. Like, we're with each other every day, so we know, like, we're just so close. So I guess just the bond that we have is different from a lot of other brothers and sisters.
Is there any stories that come to mind of mistaken identity or anything like that when you were kids? Stuff you look back and really laugh on now, but yeah, not even maybe something you guys tried to do, but mm-hmm. a teacher, somebody thought they were working with one person and it was the other?
I don't know, not really. I mean, we always had different classes, and our personalities were totally different back growing up. So people really knew us off the bat. It's just like when we didn't open our mouth, that's when it would be the issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.